Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
He has had a huge, long history of domestic violence. The police have been called to his home 23 times in a little bit over a year. This is not something that he could have hidden from his employer.
Lynn Tremonte with the Ohio Immigration Alliance says domestic violence accusations, including assault and strangulation against a Cincinnati ICE supervisor, are calling into question what kind of person ends up enforcing immigration law. The Department of Homeland Security is rapidly staffing up for the Trump administration's aggressive sweeps. It's also seeking access to huge federal and state databases. LGBTQ plus advocates say unchecked online surveillance can be used against vulnerable communities. Layla Garcia with Equality New Mexico says state data privacy protections matter as federal protections erode.
We're seeing constant federal attacks. Many of those are aided by online surveillance. New Mexico has the opportunity to lead in data privacy legislation to explicitly protect our vulnerable and marginalized communities.
The State Department is imposing travel bans on 5 European officials it says pressed tech companies to censor American views on social media. One had clashed with wealthy social media mogul Elon Musk over online rules during the 2024 election. European leaders warned the move could escalate tensions over tech regulation and free expression. Secretary of State Marco Rubio calls the sanctioned individuals radical activists who are weaponizing EU consumer protections against U.S. companies. Speaking at the unveiling of a new warship program, he said the administration is defending U.S. economic interests.
This is American industrial power returning. This is the ability once again to rebuild, to have industry in the United States.
A group of black farmers is planning legal action over the administration's $12 billion agricultural aid package. Thomas Burrell of the Black Farmers and Agriculturists Association says it favors huge operations and excludes crops central to many black producers.
It is geared toward the larger scale, what we call high roller, row crop farmers, to the exclusion of your specialty crop or small crop for black farmers.
Schools are getting help from parent-teacher groups to address child hunger while government aid is in doubt. Ashley Catanzano with the Downey Unified School District in California says the national PTA is giving out $45,000 in grants to nearly 100 local branches.
We're also very fortunate to have a PTA helps room, which is one central location that all of our school PTAs support. It's like a food pantry.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.